I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is really stupid, what I'm about to ask.
That's what we do here.
Does anybody know? Okay, I got six things in my head. Let me just ask this. BYOB, everybody. Okay?
Woo. Okay.
BYOB.
You want me to say what it is?
Yeah.
Bring your own booze. Bring your own beer.
Bring your own beverage.
But they
and
all kind of mean the same
conundrum.
Thing.
Conundrum. What is it? What is BYOB?
Does it matter? They all mean the same thing.
Not depends on what kind of house you're at. What the theme of the party is. This has been. I know. Or bottle.
Oh.
Wow.
It's
like if it's a wine household. Yes.
So if it's
BYO.
Like we're having a wine thing, it's like BYOB, and then somebody rolls in with a six pack of Avalanche Ale, and you're like, "What are you doing, man?"
It wouldn't be a big deal.
It's a big deal because we're having a wine tasting thing. Like
then you should have said BYOW.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I get it. I just don't know. I know it's stupid. But shouldn't we have a universal, shouldn't we have a powwow and decide?
Yeah, it shouldn't be that vague. You're right. There's so many options.
I think that's the point. It's you bring whatever you want to consume.
But for my entire childhood, I believe you said beer.
Yes.
It was that. There was never a consideration of beverage. BYOB was bring your own beer,
that's because
period, full stop. That's all that existed.
No, no, I wasn't saying that. I was going to say the sober movement wasn't around.
That's so true.
That is not true.
There were sober people, but there are far more sober people now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think the word was invented yet.
Okay, everyone.
I found, like, and this could be, I have a hard
thing?
Time with words this week. This could be a factor of something. I am not with child.
Okay. I'm just going to play that. Just everyone listening, just get used to that just being a little thing.
One of these days it will be true.
This
be
is the day.
Do
you want to start over? We'll take it from here.
I lived in Utah. There's a lot of people in Utah who are Mormon who don't drink. I have found that as I make new friends here, I kind of wait for them to go, do you guys want to have a drink together? Because I'm always worried that they're sober and I don't want to be insensitive if they're like, then they have to do the whole like, well, I don't drink, so I don't.
God, I don't. That's so funny that you're saying
result.
This.
That was the word I was looking for.
There was this something, I read the AITI.
Play the baby sound again for you.
where somebody got invited
you
to
said AITIA.
AITA.
No, I. Okay.
What are
am
you?
I the
A-hole.
A-hole. Oh.
I read that like on the daily for different things. And there was a recent one. It's so weird that you're bringing that up. They were like, a coworker invited him to a World Cup watch party. And like, oh my God, that's great. So they rolled in. Couple six packs of beer, dropped them in the cooler that was sitting there, pulled one out for him, pulled one out for her, went and sat down. And then the wife is like, come here. She's like, I can't believe.
Oh.
She's like, my husband is sober. We don't drink. There's no alcohol allowed in this house.
Well, that should have been made clear before the party.
Should it?
Yes, it absolutely should.
But you, Erica, you do the opposite. You err on the side of, if they haven't already said we're drinkers.
But I lived in Utah. It's different.
I don't know.
And if you're hosting a party, that is your responsibility to say this is a sober house.
Yeah. I do feel like if you're hosting and you don't allow, there's no drinking in your home, you're probably going to mention that.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't. And like the internet is upside down over this debate. I mean, it was just like.
And it's a boss too. That's even more.
Yeah, I think it was.
But that, I wonder, that kind of speaks to your employees. Like you're supposed to kind of know that about the boss, right?
That their husband's a drunk? Sorry. I mean, recovering.
Wait, so the woman was the boss?
I think so. Mm.
So it's not. Way to assume.
I don't even know. Man. I don't know. I don't even know if they're bosses or coworkers. I haven't even. That's all I'm asking. Like, I find it fascinating to live in a world where there are people like me and you. I'm lumping you in with me, Erica.
Okay.
Who barely ever don't drink.
That's not true.
Well, I mean, I know you're not drinking right now.
I am. I had like half a bottle of wine last night.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
1059. Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.